We say here the first four kinnis consecutively because we see in the first four kinnis a seder of kinna unto itself. And I'd like to explain what exactly takes place in the first four kinnis, which are a general flow of kinna, and after that the kinnis go into individual themes. The first kinna, as you would expect, is a kinna on the Tsar HaChorbin, on the pain of the Churban, and the fact that the enemies of Klal Yisrael rejoiced in our downfall. It begins with the word Shavas. Shavas means the word, the world stood still. It's really an introduction to the kinna. The kinna is in the order of the Aleph Beis. It starts with the letter Samach, which we discussed at a different occasion. The first kinna starts with the letter Samach, Ayin Pei. And Shavas is a statement that the time of the Churban, everything stopped. The way the world existed until then came to an end, as if there's an existence until the Churban, there's an existence after the Churban. Suru meni shemuni ayvrai. Get away from me is what I heard from the nations around me. Schiu ma'ois hasimuni be'edrei chaveirai. This could have been written about the United Nations today. Schiu ma'ois hasimuni be'edrei chaveirai. The nations of the world have come together to declare Klal Yisrael as schi umois, as filth and disgusting. Sakoisa mishkan miskais tevirai HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You put yourself in your own sukkah, you enveloped yourself in your own sukkah from to protect tevirai, my strong one. Sakoisa vahuvlugu giboirai. You hid yourself and my giboirim were swallowed up. Safku kafu modu evarai. Safku kaf is a lashon which repeats itself in Eicha, and here it talks about the derision of the Umas Ha'ilam. Safku kaf is an expression of clapping one's hands. Umadu evarai, and the evarim, my limbs fell apart. Kisila kol abirai, as they destroyed all of my abirai, all of my strong ones. So the first kinna is on that. The kinna, I have to tell you, mixes the Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. We mix Edom and Bavel, Al Pnei Furos, Nefutzo Chasideha, where you talk about Nahar Pras, which is not referring to Golas Bavel. It refers to different periods together, because the theme of kinnis is the general Avelus of Klal Yisrael on the Yeridus Hadairis that took place. So the first kinna talks about the tsar of what took place. The second kinna follows in a lashon of Eicha, asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could this be? Someone who goes through difficult times in life is allowed to ask the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, what's going on? The frustration, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's part of faith. Part of Emunah is that when things don't go well, we turn to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and we say, we don't understand. Echa atzta ba'apecha la'abed bi'ar adoimim emunecha. Edoim is the Bayis Sheni. Echa atzta ba'apecha. How did you rush in your anger? La'abed, to cause to be lost, bi'ar adoimim, in the hands of Edoim, emunecha, those who have faith in you. Vo'ezecharta brisbein apsarim, eshe beirarta levchunecha. You don't remember the brisbein apsarim that you made with Avraham Avinu? And so too, so on. The second kinna, which is easier to understand than the first, is kaviyachol, demanding of the Rabbeinu Shalom, asking, how did this happen? V'loi zacharta. And it mentions many of the positive aspects of the generations of the development of Klal Yisrael. In the third kinna, Ches is one of the most beautiful kinnas. It's a kinna in which the Rekainein continues the theme. So we had talking about the Tzara Chorbin. Isn't the Rabbi Shalom, how could it be? Ade ad chuk shamayim, ale iti shamayim, or yoy machrivi pamayim. The Mekainen says, I wish I could go up to shamayim and kaviyachol bring the Rabbi Shalom to within Torah. I wish I could go to heaven and ask the Kaddish Baruch Hu himself, well, what's going on? I don't understand. Are these goyim better than us that they should destroy Klal Yisrael? They should destroy Eretz Yisrael. They should destroy the Beis Hamikdash. And throughout, again, in the Seder Aleph Beis, the words start with an Aleph, but the second letter is Aleph Beis Gimel, three stanzas for each letter. And Egroim Sheyomer Balabayis, it's Kaviyachol, the Mekainit says, I would demand HaKadosh Baruch Hu should answer me, he should reply to me. Adve B'Cholev L'Amtzeyu, Eida Milim Bom L'Amtzeyu, very strong Lashon. Adve B'Cholev, I would try with all my heart, L'Amtzeyu, to get Kaviyachol, to find the Rabbi Nishalayla. Eida Midim Bom L'Amtzeyu, to know the words, to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give strength. Edag, and to worry, Ayei Raya V'Loyem Tzeeyu. Where is our shepherd? I can't find him. Kainain, Mi Yiten Yadati V'Em Tzeeyu. So the third kinnah is a kinnah on the, again, making Kaviyachol demands of Hashem. And it ends, the third kinnah ends with HaKadosh Baruch Hu answering. The last three, four lines, the Rabbi Hashem replies, Yisrael, Meis Bedrachai Loy Halachu. Azavuni va'azavtim. They left me, and that's why I left them. Uponai mehem ne'apachu. We said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is where you let him in. Azavuni va'azavtim. Uponai mehem ne'apachu. Raganti v'heilalti. Umei v'libi nishpachu. Kaviyachu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I weep too. Eicha tefarti mereshesai yishlichu. And the fourth in this series of kinna, Kinnates is a tzidduk hadin, as you would expect, in an order. Tzar HaChorban, the demands from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, stronger demands. Then Klal Yisrael replying with what is essentially a tzidduk hadin. The fourth kinna, labeled Kinnates in the Art School Kinnis, is built on Parashas Bechukaisai. So that while the first four stanzas refer to the Imbochokaisei Teilechu, Nesati Geshmechem Beitam, to the positive parts, the first five actually. After that, it refers to the Tsaris that are foretold in Parshas Bechukaisei, Vrotu Mikem Chamishameya, Phenisi Aleichem, Bechaltim Yashonoshan. It's basically a Tzidik Hadin that because of things that took place, the Nevuah of Imbochokaisei Timasu, of the Parshas Bechukaisai has taken place. So that, as I said, in the first four kinnis, we have basically a short Seder HaKinnis that covers the basic themes of kinnis, the pain of the Churban, the demands, the Eicha, questioning the Rabbi Nishalaylam, and then the Tzidduk HaDin, the Kabbalah, and the Seder of the Teichacha, the Kabbalah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Din.